I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. On Tuesday, Georgia lawmakers passed the state's first hate crimes legislation, which raises the penalty for crimes committed because of someone's race, sex, gender, religion, national origin, or disability. The recent killings of Ahmaud Arbery and of Rashard Brooks, two unarmed black men, spurred lawmakers to take the issue back up after it had repeatedly stalled in past years. The new law coincides with the Georgia grand jury's decision to indict the three white men suspected of killing Ahmaud Arbery in February on murder charges. And yet another bill was passed this week that offers similar penalties to any crimes committed against police officers and other first responders. Here with us now is Maya Prabhu, a State House reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Maya, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lot going on in the Georgia State House. Let's start with the new hate crime legislation, which is expected to be signed by Governor Kemp. What exactly are the penalties that people would face for hate crimes?
The penalties depend on if it's a misdemeanor or a felony. So if it's one of five misdemeanors, which are simple assault, simple battery, battery, criminal trespass, or misdemeanor theft, they could face an additional penalty of between 6 and 12 months and up to $5,000 fine, in addition to the sentence that they receive for whatever the crime is that they committed. So in Georgia, our hate crimes law will be a sentencing enhancement and not a standalone crime. And then if it's a felony and you're convicted or you're found to have committed a hate crime, you would get at least 2 years additional to your sentence and up to a $5,000 fine.
Maya, if Governor Kemp signs this, Georgia is just one of four states, including Arkansas, Wyoming, and South Carolina, that so far did not have anti-hate crime legislation on the books. What was the thing that got them to revisit this? I mean, was it the Ahmaud Arbery killing? Was it Rashard Brooks? Is it the ongoing racial justice uprising across the country, or a combination of all those things?
I do believe it was a combination of all of those things. We had a hate crimes law on the books that passed in 2000. But in 2004, the Supreme Court found it to be unconstitutionally vague. And part of that is because when the bill was initially introduced in 2000, it included the protected classes of race, religion, gender, and sexual orientation. In 2000, it seems there were several lawmakers who were uncomfortable with providing protections based on sexual orientation. And so they changed the language to say if someone is convicted of a crime that was motivated by bias or prejudice. And in 2004, the Georgia Supreme Court said that was too vague. So they've come back pretty much every year since then, introduced legislation that would increase penalties for hate crimes, because that was what the 2000 law was. It was also a sentencing enhancement. And every year, it might get a hearing, it might not. In 2017, a law was introduced. In 2018, it didn't get a hearing. In 2019, when this law that passed earlier this week was introduced, it received a hearing. It made it out of the House in March of 2019, and then it made it over to the Senate, and it just sat there. And it didn't get a hearing. You know, I spoke with lawmakers in charge of making the decisions about what bills get heard. There was no interest in hearing this bill in January. We go on break because of coronavirus, and during that time, the video of Ahmaud Arbery goes viral, and then Rashard Brooks we had here in Atlanta a few weeks ago. And so listening to the floor debate, a lot of these lawmakers, Republican lawmakers who were against the idea of hate crimes legislation, said, you know, before seeing these killings on video, I didn't feel there was a need for enhanced penalties. I thought crimes were crimes, but seeing these videos let me know that there is hate out there and it needs to be addressed.
Maya, one of the things that we're seeing playing out across the country is also an increased call for protections for first responders, but specifically for police officers. And that's a big national debate that's happening. But in Georgia, the Assembly also passed a bill that offers similar penalties for any crimes committed against police officers and other first responders. How is that going to be implemented?
So this legislation, it creates a new offense called bias motivated intimidation against a first responder. So police, paramedic, firefighter. So if someone commits the offense, if there's death, serious bodily harm or property damage of at least $500, they can be charged with bias motivated intimidation and could serve between 1 and 5 years in prison and pay up to $5,000 in a fine. And the way that this came about is it was initially inserted into hate crimes legislation on Friday. Democrats, supporters of hate crime legislation, were infuriated by that move. And over the weekend, I guess lawmakers continued to negotiate, make compromises, and the compromise that was reached was to remove protections for police from the hate crimes legislation and put it in its own separate bill. Now, the hate crimes bill passed with bipartisan support, overwhelming support in both chambers. And this other bill that gives protections to police passed on mostly a party line vote, and narrowly in the House. Another part of that, it also allows police officers to sue someone if they knowingly file a false complaint against them.
Are these two pieces of legislation essentially comparable, Maya, in your opinion or in your analysis here? Because or did police and first responders walk away here with much more solid protections and a much more clear line, should we say, than what the hate crimes bill in Georgia would be proposing for those protections?
There was nothing in the hate crimes law that would allow victims to sue, which was something that our lieutenant governor here said that he very much wanted to see in the law. It didn't make it into the final compromise, the final legislation. Allowing police officers to sue if someone complains against them and it's a false complaint, that's not something that Democratic lawmakers who I spoke with after that bill passed say that that's not a right that is given to anyone else. Because the example that I was given was, from the bill, it doesn't appear to matter whether or not the complaint was filed against the police officer while he or she was acting in an official capacity. So the example I was given was, if a police officer is committing domestic violence against his wife, and his wife goes to his chief, police chief, and says, "Hey, you know, my husband is harming me. Can you talk to him?" That's a complaint. And he can therefore turn around and sue her and say that you're lying. Whether or not the case comes out in his favor, the worry that Democrats have is that it'll be a chilling effect on people lodging complaints against the police.
Maya Prabhu is a State House reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Maya, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.